There's been plenty of critique around moves in the new UK administration, the latest coming from the former BOE governor. Mark Carney was on the wire saying UK tax cuts undercut the attempts of the BOE to curb inflation and are sowing chaos in financial markets. The backlash is important to pay attention to, especially if from credible sources, as it casts doubt on the latest recovery in risk assets, which many believe had rallied Wednesday on bets the BOE move to buy bonds was a signal the Fed would soon capitulate on its own tighter monetary policy path. But into North American open on Thursday, it's been a story of consolidation post Wednesday's risk-on moves. So at this stage, we haven't yet seen a resumption of risk-off flow. On the data front, German inflation reads came in hot, while Eurozone economic confidence slumped. There's also been a growing worry around Hurricane Ian and the impact on the U.S. economy, with some reports calling for one of the costliest storms in U.S. history. Looking ahead, we get Canada GDP, U.S. initial jobless claims, U.S. GDP, and some more Fed speak. That's all for now.